Leviticus chapter 26, reading verses 1 through 2, and then verses 40 through 46. This is the word of the Lord. You shall not make idols for yourselves, or erect an image or pillar. And you shall not set up a figured stone in your land to bow down to it. For I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Verse 40. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers and their treachery that they committed against me, and also in walking contrary to me, so that I walked contrary to them and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. The land shall be abandoned by them and enjoy its Sabbaths, while it lies desolate without them. And they shall make amends for their iniquity, because they spurned my rules, and their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not spurn them, neither will I abhor them so as to destroy them utterly and break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will for their sake remember the covenant with their forefathers, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and rules and laws that the Lord made between himself and the people of Israel through Moses on Mount Sinai. This is the word of the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Here is an amazing promise. The one who finds his delight in the Lord, he will be given the desires of his heart. The one who delights himself in the Lord. What are the desires of his heart? What is the greatest desire of his heart? It is the Lord himself. The one who delights himself in the Lord, the Lord will give him the desires of his heart. The Lord will give himself to that one. If you delight yourself in the Lord, the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. The Lord will give Himself to you. That is the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. The unbeliever does not delight himself in the Lord. The unbeliever cannot delight himself in the Lord. The unbeliever does not find his joy in the Lord. The desires of his heart are not heavenly, but earthly. They are those, Psalm 17, verse 14, whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children. They leave their abundance to their infants. But as for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. The unbeliever finds his satisfaction in this world. The believer finds his satisfaction in the Lord. The unbeliever finds his satisfaction in wealth, and children, and his legacy. The believer finds his satisfaction in the glory of God. The believer finds his satisfaction in the presence of God. Which is your portion? Which is the desire of your heart? These two very different portions are revealed in how we keep the Sabbath day. These two very different desires are revealed in what we do on the Sabbath day. The book of Leviticus reveals to us the good portion and how we enjoy the good portion. In Leviticus, the Lord promises to give Himself to His people. The Lord promises to give Himself to you. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 11, I will make my dwelling among you. My soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. The goal of Leviticus is communion with God. The hope of Leviticus is life in the presence of the Lord. And so Leviticus chapter 26, it begins with a command against idolatry. For your delight cannot be in the Lord if you are worshiping something other than the Lord. You cannot delight yourself in the Lord if you are worshipping an idol. You cannot delight yourself in the Lord if you are worshipping something other than the Lord, if you are worshipping someone other than the Lord. To worship an idol, whatever that idol may be, to worship an idol is to have fellowship, not with the Lord, but with demons. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 19. What do I imply then, that food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot have fellowship with the Lord if you do not worship the Lord. You cannot have fellowship with the Lord if you have any other gods before Him. For fellowship with the Lord, it consists in worshiping the Lord. We have fellowship with Him in our worship of Him. To worship an idol is to have fellowship with demons. To worship the Lord is to have fellowship with the Lord. In Leviticus, there is no such thing as fellowship with God apart from the worship of God. Fellowship with the Lord, it takes place in the context of worshiping the Lord. For it is in worship that we delight ourselves in the Lord. It is in worship that we find our joy in the Lord. And it is in worship that God gives Himself to us. There is the communion. There is the fellowship. In worship, we give ourselves to God, and in worship, God gives Himself to us. And when we speak here of worship, we are speaking of public worship. We are speaking of Sabbath worship. For the command against idolatry, in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 1, it is followed in verse 2 by the command to keep God's Sabbaths and to reverence His sanctuary. Now the Sabbath day, it is a day of rest. It is a day of rest from the work of this world. It is a day of rest from the portion of this world. But where do we find that rest? We find it in the house of the Lord. We find it in the sanctuary of God. For there we find rest from the work of this world, and there we take up the work of the next world. There we let go of our portion in this world, and there we enjoy our portion in the next world. The Sabbath is a day not only to rest from something, it is a day also to rest in something. It is a day of rest from work in order that we might rest in the Lord. In order that we might spend the day in the house of the Lord. In order that we might spend the day in the presence of God. In Leviticus, the Sabbath is a day of rest and worship. And in Leviticus, you cannot keep the Sabbath if you do not reverence God's sanctuary. In Leviticus, you keep the Sabbath by reverencing God's sanctuary. We saw this in Leviticus chapter 23. In Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3, the Sabbath is defined as a day of solemn rest and as a day of holy convocation, of being called together to the holy places, of being called together to the holy realm, of being called together to God's house, of being called together to God's dwelling place. That is where God's people are called together. That is where His people are called to gather together. At His house. At His sanctuary. We gather there to worship Him. We gather there to delight in Him. We gather there to enjoy Him. We gather there to find rest in Him. In Leviticus chapter 26, the Lord promises to bless those who worship Him alone. The Lord promises to bless those who keep His Sabbaths. The Lord promises to bless those who reverence His sanctuary. Do you trust His promises? Israel failed to worship the Lord alone. Israel failed to keep itself from idols. Israel failed to keep God's Sabbaths. Israel failed to reverence His sanctuary. And that is why the sanctuary was destroyed. That is why the land became a desolation. To pay for the Sabbaths which God's people had profaned. That is why Christ was put to death. That is why He was forsaken. To pay for the sins of his people. To pay for the Sabbaths which you have profaned. I was without sin for you. He kept himself from idols for you. He perfectly delighted in the Lord for you. He perfectly kept God's Sabbaths for you. He perfectly reverenced God's sanctuary for you. He was made to be sin for you. And why? That you might become the righteousness of God. That you might keep yourselves from idols in him. That you might worship the Lord in him. That you might keep the Sabbath in him. That you might reverence God's sanctuary in him. He turned from sin for you. That you might turn from sin in him. That in him you might turn to the Lord. That in him you might delight yourselves in the Lord. The end of repentance is obedience. But it's not a slavish obedience. The end of repentance is also delight. The end of repentance is delighting in the Lord. And so God calls you to worship him. To keep his Sabbaths. To reverence his sanctuary. To be holy as he is holy. The Sabbath is the goal of holiness. And the Sabbath is the means of holiness. In Leviticus, holiness, it is more than keeping a set of laws. In Leviticus, holiness comes from being in the presence of God. When you stand in the light of the sun, it transforms you. It tones you. It warms you. It fills you. And so it is with the Lord. So it is with the light of his face. when He makes His face to shine upon you. It transforms you. When He makes His face to shine upon you, it transforms you into His likeness, so that you reflect His glory, so that you become holy. The Sabbath is the goal of your holiness. A holy God dwelling in the midst of a holy people. God giving Himself to a people who delight in Him. The Sabbath is the goal of your holiness, but the Sabbath is also the means of your holiness. You are made holy in the presence of God. In Exodus chapter 34, when Moses would enter into the presence of the Lord and the earthly tabernacle, what was the result? Upon leaving the tabernacle, his face would shine with the glory of the Lord. We have someone greater than Moses. For Christ has opened for us the way into the heavenly tabernacle. And when we gather together on the Lord's Day, we are gathered together in the Spirit. And together by faith, we enter into the heavenly tabernacle. We enter into the presence of the Lord. And there we behold the glory of the Lord. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to the next. Keeping God's Sabbath reverencing His sanctuary. It is the end of our holiness, and it is the means of our holiness. This was true not only for the church under the old covenant, it is true for you under the new covenant. How do you keep the Sabbath? By resting on the Lord's Day from the work of this world. And how do you reverence God's sanctuary? By gathering together for worship. For you are the temple of the living God. When you gather together on this day, you ascend the heavenly Zion. enter the holy places. You come into the presence of God. And there He makes His glory to shine upon you. When you gather together on this day, the Lord of glory is in your midst. In a way that is true nowhere else. Not at your home. Not on the golf course. But at the house of the Lord. In the church of your God. When you gather together on this day, the Lord of glory is in your midst, and the Lord of glory makes His face to shine upon you. The Lord of glory transforms you. When you gather together on the Lord's day, you draw near to the Lord. And you become more like the Lord. So when you neglect to gather together, you neglect to draw near to the Lord. And you miss the opportunity to become more like the Lord. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be. When you gather together on the Lord's day, you confess that your treasure is the Lord. You confess that your portion is the Lord. We often ask ourselves, what do I get out of being here? This is what you get. You get the Lord. Keep yourselves from idols. Keep His Sabbaths. Reverence His sanctuary. Delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Let us pray.